At 5 hours GMT, welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Alex Ritson. There's little change in Zimbabwe as the new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, names his new cabinet. The search for Argentina's missing submarine has been called off, dashing any hope that the new crew members will be found alive.
This is a huge information for the families who obviously, when you miss someone, when you lose someone, the last thing that you lose is hope.
The new Pope has found it. I'm sorry, the Pope has. The upcoming. I'm sorry. In the United States, the Donald Trump has found a new. You're listening to the BBC World Service. This is the BBC World Service on the BBC World Service. And we are listening. And I'm sorry, we will now. Neil will be here shortly with the headlines.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has named his cabinet.
But there is some time to go, we think. We'll just have to wait and see.
Laura Bicker in Washington. I should apologise at this stage for the slightly confused start to this programme. I have type 1 diabetes and I had a low sugar attack, a hypo, just as we came on the air, which caused me a little confusion in my opening sequence, so many apologies for that. The main headline this hour, the new president of Zimbabwe has appointed senior members of the military to his cabinet. It's coming up to 0520 GMT.
And this is where we leave the World Service and bid you a very warm welcome to Radio 4.